This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And their loss to Drake last night in Wichita. Environment sounded awesome, by the way, with plenty of Missouri fans, Drake fans that were down there. And a few people that I know that were at the game said it was a great atmosphere and a great scene for college basketball, which is obviously what you're hoping for in March. I think when we looked at that game, we said, hey, contrasting styles. We know what Drake wants to do. We know what Missouri wants
Missouri
to do.
Missouri can dictate the action is kind of what I thought too.
And Drake wants to play slower and low scoring. And obviously you and I both thought Missouri were going to win that game. I thought Missouri's side would win out, right? Like their scheme, their strategy, their style play would win out. Obviously not the case. We said yesterday, even if you just looked at the final score and never watched the game, if you tell me the final score, the winning team is in the 60s, then that probably is Drake. If you tell me the final score is in the high 70s or 80s or more, it's probably Missouri. And it's an oversimplification of the game, but we knew that Missouri was not winning a game that was 65, 66 points. That was not the way. I didn't think that's how the game would go. I thought Missouri would win, but they played Drake style from the get-go. Drake controlled the entire game. That was the exact way Drake wants to play. We went back and looked yesterday. Missouri, what was it, one time this year they won a game that was played in the 60s?
Yeah.
So this, if I told you for sure that was the score, you would not have been as surprised. But
no.
How impressed do you have to be up from Drake? We'll talk more specifically about them later. But they truly instilled what they wanted from the opening tip. And you're right, Missouri went on a run late, made it really interesting for a bit. But too little too late, right? Like you run out of gas at a certain point. I thought Drake was going to run out of gas the way it was trending. And to their credit, they stepped back up and Ben Sturts was incredible.
I guess, that continues to be one of the most impressive things to me, that you can just be a D2 kid, jump to the Division I level, and then start hanging with Power Four conferences immediately. It's obviously what makes the tournament great, or what makes the, just generally. Missouri's problem is all of their best players play bad. Like, not even just some. They were so out of sync. And I'll put a lot of this on Dennis Gates from the play perspective. He made no adjustments to try to, like, at the end of the first half when they started to, like, get out of the break, play up tempo, like, choose those rebounding opportunities to, like, get down the court a little bit and get some shots. They were decent offensively. When they didn't do that at any point, they had no function in the offense. They kept getting, like, too deep, too close to the goal. And then it was just like playing directly into Drake's hand. More embarrassing, though, to me is like you played that, like they were playing their game. Hidden shots. Drake wasn't, they were frustrated. They had gotten the lead back for the first time all game since they were up like three in the first half. And then for no reason at all, they went back to the way they were playing in the first half, as in like stylistically, like, what if we just play Drake's way again? Like, well, that's not going to work. Why would you just try to like settle back into their style of play? And it seemed like they let like a couple of shots when it went that like 6-0 run right after they got back in even, then it was done. I mean, it was, they were up three with the ball with 3 minutes to play, and with a minute to play, they were down seven. You're like, that's a pretty bad run there for 2 minutes. I know you can just miss shots, but you were playing some horrible level of defense or something in between there. I thought this was a Sweet 16 team a month ago. And look, maybe I didn't feel as confident about him going into the tournament, but I mean, there is no way to shake this. This looks pretty. This is one of Missouri's more talented teams. They were in a very deep SEC, and they never dictated the action against Drake, except for like a 3 minute run in the second half.
In fairness, that was the concern about the matchup and the draw, and why everybody was fascinated by the game and the two styles that each want to play, and you know which one was going to win out. I mean, we keep saying it, but that truly, like, if you want to sum up the game, what one team wanted to play a certain way, the other wanted to play their way and how they can win, and the team that won got their way, and that team was the Drake Bulldogs last night, and it was awfully impressive. You're like, that was coming to your mic, so I was still yelling through on the other side.
Yeah, sorry. Trying to help him.
On the camera. Yeah, I'm assuming the camera. It looks like my camera's not working. Maybe that's what it is.
No, it actually is both of them. Anyways.
But no, just funny. Normally,
I say it back.
I was like, is everybody hearing this?
Didn't get that mic turned off.
Yeah, look, I'm trying to view, how do you guys tell me, there's plenty of Missouri fans listening. You tell me how you're feeling too, because I think for this season, you had a year a season ago where obviously it's winless in conference play, and Dennis Gates was able to bounce back from that and get you to a spot where legitimately there was a conversation. I don't think backtrack now. There was a conversation end of January, early February about this team potentially being a top three seed in the entire tournament. Could this be the year that they match what they did in 08, 09, I think it was, and get to an Elite Eight? That was like a real conversation. Carrington, I think semi-joking, but maybe semi-serious, thought like, no, they have a legit chance to win a national title. Like, these were real conversations people were having not long ago. And then
right into that Alabama game.
And then it kind of fell apart on them. And Drake, bad matchup or not, it's not the first time that a team has had what is perceived to be a bad matchup and either lost or couldn't find a way to win. But they could not score the basketball at their pace, and give Drake a ton of credit for that.
I thought the game was more about Drake than it was about Missouri, the way that they were able to dictate the tempo. And then I thought the biggest, as soon as Missouri made that run, I thought Missouri was going to win the game. I thought, okay, they figured it out a little bit. They found a way. Drake looks stagnant on offense. They aren't able to get anything. But they answered the call. I thought I was really impressed, because I thought when Missouri made that run with, I don't know how much it was, it was about 4 or 5 minutes left in the game when they were right there and they had taken the lead, and then Drake answered. I was
impressive. Three with 3 minutes to go and had the ball.
Yeah.
Like, it seemed like they had completely controlled the action. This happens a lot in March, right? Where the better team, or the more talented team, let's say, falls behind, makes the comeback, has a sweat, phew, but closes it out. And then what we would come in today and said about their season, be like, okay, you know what? You made it a little closer against Drake than it needed to be, but congratulations. You found a way, even when you weren't playing your style of basketball, to find the win. I feel the exact same way about the Kansas game, by the way. Yeah. They were outplayed by Arkansas for a large majority. They got worked to begin the second half. And you're like, God, is this game already over? And Bill Self made an adjustment. A good one at that, mind you. That brought them back into the basketball game. He switched to the zone. Yeah. Everyone saw it. They played significantly better defense. They were scoring significantly easier off of those breaks. And then it fell apart in the last 2 minutes. It was the same thing. KJ Adams got hurt, and then the game derailed.
Yeah, we see it time and time again. By the way, we'll talk bigger picture with Missouri at 11 o'clock and for their program as well. But as far as the KU game, yeah, look, we had seen it time and time again that the team imploded inside 3 or 4 minutes. And this one, unlike, I agree with you, Drew, that Drake give them ultimate credit for winning that game. I feel like Kansas gave the game to Arkansas in the final 4 minutes. Kansas was had no business losing that game the way it was trending with 3 or 4 minutes to go. The problem is, we've said that so many times this year about KU basketball. How many games this year did they have a lead late and fumbled it away for a variety of different reasons. And yes, the KJ Adams injury obviously played a role, whether it was from his direct defensive input that he would have had or output he would have had, or just the mental thing, seeing your player go down, like your teammate go down like that with a serious Achilles injury. But yeah, man, it was still the same, you know, DeJuan Harris, some bad passes late. Hunter Dickinson, I don't know who the hell he was throwing one of those passes to.
Why does he always think he's Gary Payton? Why did he gets like late in the game and then all of a sudden he thinks he's a Harlem Globetrotter for the passing game?
So it was frustrating because the switch to zone was a great decision. And Arkansas forgot how to play basketball for 8.5 to 9 minutes when Kansas switched to zone. They weren't attacking the paint. They were settling for threes, but then Coach Cal didn't want them taking threes, so then they were just running the shot clock down and not getting good looks, and that's what got Kansas back in the game and ultimately what I thought was going to cause them to win that game. But then what we saw so many times this year, they collapsed late, and it's a fitting end for what has been a disgusting season by KU standards, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
And what they did in one and done to an Arkansas team that I still don't think is even that good. That's what's crazy. But to Coach Cal's
turns
credit,
out the Kansas team's just not all that good, you know?
Yeah, and this is a KU year that I'm sure I speak for most Jayhawk alums. Like, everybody, now that it is over, you're glad that it's over. Like I told you, like, no, you want to win a game or two in the tournament, obviously. But now that we know it's over, yeah, can't wait to see what happens, you know, moving forward, because this was a very, very frustrating season for KU. And we'll get to the bigger picture questions with them, much like Missouri at 11 o'clock. Like, how confident are you that this is a one-year thing for KU? We'll talk about Missouri and Dennis Gates' tournament track record now, which is very much fair game, I think, to discuss. Program builder, can you win the tournament? These are the two questions that are out there for both these programs right now.
When I go back and I look, because the same thing we did in Missouri, and I look back at Kansas's season, obviously, you can make a very easy argument. They had a much more disappointing season overall than Missouri because they were the preseason number one ranked team in the country and just lost in the first round as a 7 seed. So things went south in a hurry for Kansas. And especially when you consider the way the season started and how everything was going at the time and the stuff that kind of came with it and everything else in between, you're like, what a disaster. I'm like, okay, what went wrong? Like, how did we get here with Kansas? All right, there's one thing. Hunter Dickinson, and this is the weirdest thing. Hunter Dickinson is not a bad player. That is not how I would describe him. He's limited in some ways. He's a bad defensive player. I would certainly say that. I don't walk back any of the comments related to that. But their bigger problem genuinely is they completely whiffed on the portal. And I don't even think Hunter Dickinson qualifies as a complete whiff on the portal, by the way.
No.
Because it's not like he's a bad basketball player. He's just a frustrating one because you watch him. And like I said, he tries to do some behind the back through two legs dribble pass across the court. And you're like, Hunter, stop it. You are not the point guard. You may pass. You're our scorer. Your job is to be down low on the block and get some buckets. But AJ Storr was a complete miss. Other guys in the portal were a complete miss. And even bigger problem probably is that KJ Adams and DeJuan Harris did not get better for 2 consecutive years at the University of Kansas. And if you just stall out and Bill Self's got you for years and you stall out, well, then there's always going to be a peak of how good this team can be. And that's where, like, all of those things converging is why you had the single worst season under Bill Self. I mean, this season was miserable. I got to think every Kansas fan.
No doubt. Yeah, that's why when we talked to Matt Tate, it was like there's a huge grouping of KU fans heading into the Arkansas game that were obviously ready for it to be over. And last night,
you said just mercy kill the season.
And last night, the final 4 minutes in particular is the perfect example, again, of why so many fans felt that way. The transfer portal, they have to go reevaluate how they attack it. And it's weird because from a ranking perspective in the portal, you would have said, like, obviously Hunter Dickinson at the time was the number one guy in the portal. I mean, guys like Griffin and Zeke Mayo were some of the top guys in the portal. AJ Storr obviously was one of the top guys in the portal. But I think it's a reminder that it's not just who, quote unquote, is ranked higher and maybe the best all around player. It's how does it fit together? And that's where they have screwed up. The fit, it was not a good fit. The sum of all parts kind of thing, right? Like, that was the issue.
Yeah, AJ Storr, they were the number one and two ranked players in the draft in which they were transferred.
Yeah, like, I don't think AJ Storr just suddenly lost all his talent and the Monstars stole it, but he did not fit in this system when you played him with this player versus that player with that player on the court at the same time. It was a bad piece. And that's on the obviously on the coaching staff, right? Yeah. You have to find the right guys that fit your system. They also have whiffed on the recruiting out of high school a little bit here recently. And it's time for a complete reset. The only good thing for them is It will be a complete reset.
Maybe, yeah, no one's coming back.
Badunga might be the only guy that's back for the team next year, which is a good thing because you can see why you would be excited about him. But yeah, they obviously have to change their thought process and figure out why have they run into this. Because it's not this year, you're right, it all came together and equal to 7 seed. But some of these issues weren't 1 year issues. Some of these are the last 2 years or so. And we'll talk more about self in particular and how that potentially plays out. But yeah, man, this was yes, it's a spoiled fan base. This was miserable this year for them.
And your entire lifetime as a Kansas fan, this season is personal rock bottom. They were a bad team all year. So it turns out not all year, but like most of the year.
Yeah, majority.
They were the lowest seed in the entire Bill Self era. They got waxed by Arkansas. The first half of the game was close to the end, obviously.
Yeah, but there's a re-air of it right now on CBS Sports Network. We have it on just because I really want to watch it again.
Do you want to see?
No.
No answer for Brazil. That was the biggest mismatch in the entire game was Hunter Dickinson had no answer for Brazil and kept getting beat up. The offensive rebounding was maybe the single biggest story of the game for how they lost because they could not get aboard. And I know that part of that, and the broadcast kept trying to point it out, which
when
is
you
like,
switch to zone.
When you switch to zone, it becomes harder. And I understand that, but I mean, even that, it was a particularly bad effort one. Like KJ Adams missed out on a long rebound because he started to try to break up the court rather than secure the ball first.
Yeah, and this is the example of they're held to a different standard because what just happened to Kansas this year is what happened. You're a 7 seed, you know, you've got flaws and that's what you are, but you're used to them being what Duke is this year, used to them being what Auburn is or Houston is. And obviously they were far, far, far from, from that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.